Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito Podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Suzanne Summers.
DJ Khan. Pinche Suzanne Summers.
¿Cómo es Suzanne Summers, güey?
Ah, la que sea exercise, ¿no?
Los exercises, güey. Like, remember that I talked about
Suzanne Summers.
Linda Carter, the old Wonder Woman. She was like real hot, the new Wonder Woman. They got a good new Wonder Woman. She's hot too.
Yeah, she contacted you or what?
She's Latina.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda Carter's grandmother was Mexican and she came illegally.
Yeah,
that's what she said. She's like, my grandmother came illegally and then got married. You know her. I was like, wow, I did not know that.
She called her or what?
Shout out, Linda Carter. Me habló Green Lantern.
Ah, picture matter.
Que Superman andaba de mamón otra vez, que se puso
the new one or the old one?
No, Christopher Reeves.
Ah, órale.
The old one.
Pero Green Lantern, the new one or the old one?
Ah, the old one, el güero. El güero, güey.
El negro, no.
El negro nomás, no.
No te hablo.
Pero, yeah.
Oh, so, that's interesting. So, interesting.
Yeah, like, yeah, you never knew that. Yeah, I didn't know that. No? She always... Yeah, her and Raquel Welch, like they were like the two Latina.
Really? Raquel Welch?
Laura Lyons. Laura Lyons.
You didn't know Raquel Welch was Hispanic?
I thought she was like Italian.
Laura Leon, también.
Oh, yeah, Laura Leon.
Laura Lyons says, mamon.
Laura Leon. So, guys, Halloween is coming up. It's going to be next week. The devil's going to get loose.
Devil's advocate.
So are the witches and the bitches too, because they're going to come out and wear their little sexy cat outfit.
The freaks come out at night.
Oh, yeah.
The freaks come out at night.
So
the freaks come out at night.
In our culture, we have a lot of stories that that they tell us as kids to scare the shit out of us so we won't do stuff.
That's correct.
There's a lot. There's a lot of stories that they tell us when we're little. But I mean, I guess let's talk about a few of them. What is one of the stories you think the first thing you think of, Con, when you think of Halloween and like las leyendas, you know, that they would tell us when we're little?
La Llorona. La Llorona. That's probably one of the first ones that I was being traumatized.
Yeah, mano, I think that was Pachona. One of the first. Well. But La Llorona, I think, was one of the first really scary ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they would scare you.
They would scare the hell out of you. Even when you were little. Like, I remember, like, 5, 6 years old, they'd tell you about La Llorona. La Llorona. So, can you give us a little bit of the story? Can you know it or remember it?
Story goes that a mom lost two of her kids. But what was the reason?
Well, there's of stories. There's chingos of variations. But which is the one they told you?
The one where. No, pues no me acuerdo, dato, para que te echo mentiras.
Bueno,
it had to do something with a boyfriend, algo así, no?
With the husband left her.
The husband left her, and she drowned her kids.
She drowned her kids to get back at him.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
So just think about that first of all, okay? If he looked like me, then I understand it completely, wholly. My pedo. But think about this way: we're fucking 5 years old, 6 years old, and our parents are telling us that
the mom drowned her kids.
I know. Because the husband left her. So there's several variations of this story, guys. But the one that the oldest one I've heard of is that it's an Aztec woman. that this Aztec woman had sex with a Spanish conquistador, right? Well, the Spanish conquistador promised her all this shit and everything. They had two kids. But at the end of the, you know, when he was about to leave back to Spain, he told her, no, I can't, I'm not going to take you with me. You're a Aztec woman, Indian, you know, I can't be seen with you. So she like goes crazy, whatever. And she drowns her kids to get back at the man.
Simon.
And that, she was cursed to walk the earth forever searching for her kids. Because and then also I think like she realizes what she did, right? And then I think
mis hijos. I mean, you know, your parents would tell you that she would be outside
crying like that. And then if you had really like dick cousins, they'd like one of them would go hide somewhere and start saying
go outside your window.
Yeah.
Oh yes, te acuerdas de la película? There was a movie that just came out. Or not just came out, but
A few years ago, right?
La Llorona. The curse of La Llorona, 2019.
Last year.
It was last year.
It just seems because 2020 seems like forever, right? fucking quarantine.
It's not that old. I remember seeing the
August 19, 2019. Wait, shit.
So I haven't seen it. Have you?
You know me. Yeah, I liked it. A lot of people didn't like that.
Was it like all the way back to Aztec time, or was it?
No. They kind of did like the modern thing and all that stuff. And okay. A mí sí me gustó.
Yeah, because depending on your family and your mom or whoever told you the story, there's different variations of it.
Yeah, the curse.
I mean, and there's other people that say that someone killed her kids, and then that she did witchcraft, became a witch, and then that's where she looks for people and. She'll take your kids. So the story is she will drown you or she'll take you thinking you're one of her kids.
Yeah.
And if you're out at night by yourself.
Mexican moms, they add to the story to put more fear in you. So
let them exaggerate.
There's a million different stories.
Oh, yeah.
Of like,
That's what I'm saying. There is. Because I remember we had a class in college.
¿Te acuerdas, güey?
¿Eh?
Was it folklore? Intro to folklore?
Oh, intro to folklore. Everybody had a fucking different story about La Llorona.
Yeah.
And some people even said, oh, no, era la abuela de una vecina. Yeah. Que la chingada. La verga, la abuela de tu vecina. Era la pinche Llorona. Damn, dog. I was like, no hay pedo. But yeah, there's so many different stories.
The variations.
And I'm sure someone's going to call tell us, no, the Llorona was this. La Llorona is any way your parents told you. And parents also would say, y eso le pasó al hijo de la señora que vive allá al lado, que no tiene niños, eso le pasó.
No way. And then you would get, si no te duermes, fuck this, I'm going to bed. I'll watch out.
And cover your fucking feet, put the colcha, tucked in.
Bien cagado.
I remember... was like I said, I had a tía that lived across the street, and they would say the stories, like different ghost stories and stuff like that. And then I had to walk across the street.
But it felt like forever, right? It felt like forever
because our street was super dark.
It was dark, lights. And then we had a canal, a ditch. And so it's so weird that when we were younger, it felt like deep, you know, but it wasn't really.
It
was pretty deep still. It was deep enough for someone to drown in.
Yeah.
It was like 3 feet deep.
The bitch can't swim. She's about to drown.
Not three feet.
Like 12 feet deep. So we used to do Olympic diving there.
How about you, Lisa? What's the first thing you think about? Like whenever stuff like that.
Or what's the story?
Besides
La Llorona or the boogeyman. Like.
O sea, El Cucuy.
El Cucuy.
El Cucuy. Yeah. So the boogeyman is not the boogeyman in Spanish.
Sí.
No.
Es el pinche Cucuy.
So what was the story about the Cucuy? What's El Cucuy, Lisa, according to you?
El Cucuy, like, I think that's probably what mom started trying to scare us when we
were little.
We didn't want to go to sleep. Ahí viene el Cucuy. Ahí viene el Cucuy.
So the cucuy is like for babies, like when you're real little.
I think it is. Like, yeah, like that's because I remember that it wasn't, she didn't start scaring us with like pinche orona right away. You know, I think when we were young, it was el cucuy. And then we started telling that to BG, like when BG was little, so he could fall asleep. So I think, you know, that's the first memories of, you know, my mom trying to scare us to go to sleep was el cucuy. Or so la mano pachona
too. So let's go with the cucuy first. The cucuy is basically the boogeyman.
The boogeyman,
right? Like the cucuy is supposed to live under your bed, in your closet.
In the closet.
And it's supposed to be a monster, right? A monster that comes and gets you. Whatever. There's a movie from Brazil, El Cucuy. So even in Brazil, they know who the cucuy is.
Well, there's a show that we were watching, and it was based on the cucuy, but they called it something else in like Brazil or not Brazil. I don't remember where it was.
In Brazil, it says here cucuy, the boogeyman, and it was a 2008 film. It's a Brazilian movie.
The Outsider. It was The Outsider.
And it was based on the Latino cucuy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a real good show.
See?
Oh, it's a show. We're on Netflix or what?
It's a show. Was it on Netflix? I don't remember if it was on.
Oh, HBO, it says.
HBO.
HBO.
Orale.
Wow. Yeah. And it's a crime?
Yes.
Crime.
It's good because they like hire this lady and she.
Oh, well, it says here Stephen King, The Outsider, yes. Also.
Yeah, it's a Stephen King show.
Oh, what are they?
It's good. Y'all should watch it.
Shout out, Stephen King.
Stephen King, shout out, no. Stephen King. Oh, Mr. Mercedes, or is it Mr. Mercedes?
Maria Mercedes.
It's based on The Outsider, but the lady refers to like the cucuy and like, but they call it something else, like cuckoo, the el cuckoo, I think is what they call it, yeah.
Well, it's like Bobby Lee saying, no te metas con mi cucu. No te metas con mi cucu.
Cucu.
Cuando te mires por atrás.
Te quiero más. Y
Charlie cachonda, ¿no ves?
So that's the cucuy.
Don't mess with my cucu.
Don't mess with it.
Okay.
So I guess the cucuy is all over the place. I mean,
yeah, we.
Yeah, I saw this in Brazil. The boogeyman.
Yeah, the boogeyman, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that, piche cucuy.
So let's go to the mano pachona.
La mano pachona. Watch it. What the mano pachona? What they say the mano pachona is a fictional evil disembodied hand used to scare children.
Yeah,
that's so basically, la mano pachona.
What was the name of the hand from the Adams Family? It, right, or thing? Yeah. Thing.
Yeah, thing.
So it was basically thing. And it was just a hand that would walk and get you.
I'm on Urban Dictionary. Y pues te dice la the like the
oh the street name,
the thing whatever it means. You know, it gives like a little sentence. Mm-hmm. The sentence abajo dice la mano pachona quiere coger tu panocha peluda.
What the hell? Yes, that's what it says.
That's funny because they probably don't even know what that means.
That's no. The Urban Dictionary. That's
no,
the urban.
I've never heard anything like la mano pachona referred in a sexual way. Like this is the first time.
Because the word pachona doesn't mean like panocha. It means short and stubby.
Yeah.
So it's a hand.
Is that what it means?
That's pachona? Yeah, pachona.
Oh, yeah,
when you're pachona, yeah. Pachoncito. When you're pachoncito, you're short and
yeah,
and
it's supposed to be a short, fat, and only hand. Like it's a fat so it's hand short. That's just.
So it's a stub, essentially, but it's a hand.
Patas
so that's what
cortas,
pachon.
Yeah, yes.
That's what small, pachon stubby, means. Pata yes. Corta, short guy. Stubby. That's pachon. So I holy guess these shit. Guys started thinking of panocha, pachona.
I mean, well, have you all ever heard in the sexual way la mano pachona? No,
never.
Right? Never.
It was always that te va a venir y te va.
Yeah.
Te va a venir la mano pachona.
Uh-huh. But what would it do to you? I never remember the orca or.
No, I mean, it would just like la mano pachona, te va, you know, it was just something to scare you. They never said anything. I don't remember mom saying like la mano pachona te va a matar or ahorcar, you know, it was just. Te va a salir la mano pachona. And like when we would, yeah, I remember when we would want to go to the kitchen or, you know, and it was bedtime, it was like, la mano patrona está en la cocina.
Cancilla del gorila.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
El gorila. The gorilla with the mano patrona right next to him.
Shit. Like, who comes up with this?
I mean, I'm sure they're just stories that people just someone started saying them and they told the neighbor.
Yeah.
Someone came up with it and told the neighbor, oye, mijo, le gustaba salir en la noche y yo le dije que había una mano que venía y te agarraba.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll say,
no,
mano pachona.
How about lechuzas?
Oh, okay, yeah, lechuzas.
Would that be considered something like?
Yeah, it's like a legend. A
culture or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like super, super Mexican culture.
¿Verdad?
I don't even know. I've never even heard of anywhere else saying that the lechuza is what we say lechuza is.
The lechuza te va a chingar.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So the lechuza is a screech owl.
Simón.
And the thing about screech owls is if you whistle at them, they whistle back.
Yeah. But
and
say
they'll land close lechuza. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So okay. So lechuza is a screech owl. Like that's what it is in nature.
In nature.
And if you whistle at it, it actually will land close to you. So people say that lechuza, that owl, is a witch.
Yeah.
And that it lands close to you to do evil to you.
Yeah. Brujeria or...
Mm-hmm. So how do you get rid of a lechuza, Con?
Le tienes que chingar a su madre.
You got to tell her, vete a chingar tu madre. But you have to say those words. Like you have to
You have to tell her off.
You have to tell it off and cuss at it, and it'll so it could fly away. And I remember someone telling me a story that they shot a lechuza, and that it kind of flew away, but it kind of like staggered, right? And then it landed in a field. So they forgot about it, whatever. Well, then the next day, they found a dead woman where the lechuza fell.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a witch that turns into an owl and will come after you
and to place the curses to place right. The evil mm-hmm. things and
but the thing crazy. About the lechuza is like people fucking believe in it god so bad like
it's usually people crazy. That believe in brujeria and there's a lot of people here in the valley that right. Let me tell you this they'd rather spend $300-$400 a fucking month on fucking brujeria? Going to a brujera, a brujería, a bruja, then fucking $120 to go see a therapist. It's like Mexicanas that, you know, hey, no offense, but you have your priorities fucked up.
Hey, a therapist can't make you a candle that gets you a boyfriend or makes you win the lottery. Are you kidding me?
Picho therapist, no me puede dar una sopa en chupagrasas tampoco.
No.
El
therapist can't make me lose weight.
El chupapanzas,
Chupapanzas,
or can't make your ex come back to you, or
yeah. Or turns a woman into a zombie.
No, but you're
in love with you.
But a therapist can make you not want to go for someone that doesn't fucking love you.
That's gonna cheat on you, I know.
Pero la lechuza. Have you heard one or have you seen one? A lechuza.
Yeah.
Well, a lechuza is an owl, isn't it?
I mean, an owl. Yeah. I've seen the owls. Yeah. I mean.
Órale. But I've heard that their wingspan expands like 20 feet. Y que la madre pinche cosota, güey.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on which one it is. Because there's the barn owls and the screech owls. Both of them, they say they're lechuzas. But the barn owls are the big white ones. As a matter of fact, where I go hunting, there's two... In one of my blinds that I have, and I just leave them because they have two babies.
What?
And they're big, they're huge, but they don't have a 20-foot wingspan.
No.
But they're big. But they'll come at you. That's the thing. That if I would go up there and try to take out the eggs or the babies that are there, it'll come at you. So I think that's what people were afraid of because it is an aggressive type of bird. You know, like it's gonna defend itself.
Check it out. Did you hear about that? There was a story in 2014. Lechuza have taken action against actual owls. In August 2014, a video of Mexican villagers integrating and burning an owl alive went viral. The villagers said the owl was really a lechuza and it screams as it was being burned alive. We así no way.
I know shit, way.
So
I think any animal.
So animal activists.
Yeah, social media users condemned the incident and superstition gone wrong, leading to animal cruelty. Pues la chinga, güey. Pues it's an animal, of course.
It's a fucking animal. I'm so sure a person is going to fucking turn into a fucking owl. Like, that's ridiculous.
People believe it. Yeah, people believe it.
People believe it. People believe in gays.
I always say this. They can make me win. I mean, I hear that politicians go to fucking brujas to win elections. And I'm like, really? Well, I mean, if they can tell you the numbers to the lottery or bring you, why wouldn't they be rich?
I know. Why wouldn't they?
You know, it's like most of these
billionaire people.
Exactly. So
it's because they do it to be good to other people. Por eso. Pásale bien a la gente. They don't want to be rich. They don't want to be rich. Ah, but they do charge you $3,000 for the camel. Yeah.
Perfect. Te la voy a componer y que quién sabe qué. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, no, I've had patients that are brujos.
Orale. So we had a request for this story.
¿Cuál era?
From one of our people, our listeners. The dance at the devil. The dance with the devil. Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah, you're gonna dance with the devil.
No. Well, yeah. But there's a story, a myth called Dance with the Devil.
Dance with the Devil, yeah.
And it supposedly happened here in McAllen. Yeah. But I've heard other places too. I've heard Reynosa, I've heard Matamoros. I mean, I've heard, and I guess it's just different, you know, wherever town you're in, whatever. But the story goes that this one girl, of course, a woman, wanted to go out. The mom and the dad said, no, you're not going to go out. You know, you're too young. I'm not going to let you go. It's too late, whatever. I mean, there's just different variations, right? But if you know the Latino culture, feels that, older culture, they feel that the women are weak, the weaker sex, and they can't, ay, no pueden salir solas para afuera, you know, stuff like that. So the girl ends up sneaking out, goes to a bar, and supposedly the bar was called Bocastios, which is an actual bar that existed in McAllen. So the girl goes out, whatever, and she sees this guy who's like the best dressed guy, best looking guy and everything. And, you know, she starts talking to him, dancing with him, and she's dancing all night, whatever. Well, of course, at the end of the night, she looks down at what he's wearing at his feet. Well, she noticed that of one foot is the chicken foot and the other foot is the, ¿cómo se llama? The cow foot.
The hoof.
And hoof. Then she looks up, she screams, and his face is the devil, and she scratches his
and that head. It started smelling like sulfur, no una mamá,
sí? Yeah, something like that.
The place started smelling like sulfur,
no? Turn off. You guys aren't even, you guys aren't participating. I'm the only one talking. Guys, I know, both of you are. So we'll cut out that part.
Okay, it's already going.
Okay, guys. So yeah, we got a request to talk about this one, the dance at the devil. Have you guys ever heard of that one, or the devil at the dance, something like that?
Yo no sé, güey, pero mi ex vieja era una pinche diabla, güey.
No, I've never heard that.
Well, supposedly this bar in McAllen called Bocasio's, an old bar, it was like back in the 60s, or whatever. That a girl went. Of course, she snuck out of her house. And that she went to go dance, and that at the end of the night, she looked down and the guy had a hoof, una pinche
pata. Estaba bien guapo el vato, ¿no?
Que estaba bien guapo el vato, que se parecía a mí, güey.
Era Lucifer.
Era Lucifer, güey, que tenía una pinche pata de gallo y otra pata de vaca. And then she looks up, and then she goes, ah! And that the fucking guy scratches her back, and that he scratches her back, right, or something like that?
So, yeah.
And that the whole place like smelled like sulfur, and that supposedly it burned down.
Algo así.
When what year was this?
70s, huh?
60s or 70s. I don't know. The story, I mean, there's different stories, but
there is different stories. But 70s. I was actually reading about this not too long ago. There's a DJ who actually does like little private gigs, and he was talking about it. He was like, oh, yeah, I was a DJ there. I saw it.
Ah, la
pero pues no, kid, it burned down. And everyone died.
No, no, not everyone died. But he was the DJ way.
He was the DJ way that
wait,
he.
Wait, that's even way. Better than the mi abuela era la llorona way.
No, yeah, that he was a DJ and that he saw everything happen. So I'm get maybe this is the guy who started up that rumor.
How
right?
old is the guy? How old is he?
I want to say he was like in his 50s, way.
Right? Oh, maybe.
So this was like in the 70s.
Yeah, that's what they say, that it was like the 70s, like disco the 70s. Era, right? Or something.
The disco era, yeah, güey. Disco era que según el vato estaba bien guapo acá, así se parecía a pinche Bobby Cortés acá, bien chulo, güey, así. Un pinche Catrín, güey, un pinche Catrín. And that everybody was looking at him, and that girl, you know, bailó con él y... Ah, güey, un pinche wait, pedo.
I wonder if she died. La mató el vato o la maestra scratched her back?
No sé, güey.
Se me hace que la han de haber estado cogiendo, güey, y they scratched her back. Y dijo la mamá, fue el diablo, mami. Fue el diablo que me cogió las pinches espaldas. No, hombre, una pinche cogida y decía, ay, ráscame, papito, ráscame.
Ráscame el ojete porque me
duele. But yeah, I mean, those are just some of the stories. And I think the best story is the story of the sexy cat.
¿Esa cuál es, güey?
You guys haven't heard that, güey.
Never.
There's only one original costume that I love is the sexy cat.
Oh yeah, nobody Bobby's else. Gonna be the sexy cat.
There'll only be one sexy cat in all of the in all the Halloween parties. No más va a haber un sexy cat, güey.
Va a ser tú, güey.
Va a ser yo, güey, en todos los parties.
Pinche black cat.
Black cat.
So I wonder when it started que comenzaron a vestirse de putas, güey.
¿Verdad, güey?
La enfermera puta.
The sexy nurse.
La sexy nurse.
The sexy
la
cop.
Sexy cat. La sexy cop. La sexy dog. La sexy Indian.
Todo sexy, ¿verdad?
Todo, güey. Todo. I've even seen Harry Potter, güey. Harry Potter sexy.
Su
sí,
pinche wey. Madre.
Sexy
pero
Harry
pues,
Potter. Sexy
la chica sexy. Mamá, chica sexy. Da, pa.
But when did that start? Lisa, you're pretty old. Lisa, do you remember the people dressing sexy back in the old days?
At the Halloween parties that you used to go to. Yeah, because it used to be where you go to a Halloween party, it's you have to dress up like in a scary costume.
Yeah.
And then it started getting like, oh, silly costume, ahora que sexy, ahora todo sexy, pues que pinche pedo.
I think maybe like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I would say that it would be about 20. Yeah. I think it would be like 20. Like
I don't 20, mind the 20, sexy costume.
2000 maybe.
Porque nosotros era puro colcha. Una colcha, pero no vas a hacer pinches holes, pendejo. No. Porque si haces holes, te verguea tu mamá.
The costumes, remember? They were just literally plastic and they were printed on.
Yes, it was like a plastic sheet.
Sheet.
I had I remember I had one of the Transformers. And it was the plastic face with the rubber band.
A rubber band
stapled to the thing.
And it smelled like plastic.
And it was like a rubber apron.
Yeah.
Plastic apron with a little string on the back to tie it. That was the fucking costume. That was
every single costume.
That was a costume. That's
the
true.
Original costumes when fucking Halloween first started. Were they? Have you seen them? Fucking crazy.
I think I seen pictures.
And then
like
we would remember you would buy the costumes at HEB.
Yeah.
You know where I bought a costume one time? At Revco.
Revco.
At Revco.
What about Revco?
Plastic.
In Alamo.
Plastic sheet, plastic mask.
Plastic mask. The mask was hard. The mask was hard. Yeah. I remember it hurt your eyes.
And then the little—I mean, it had like little opening,
For the mouth, a little opening for the eyes, and then it would dig into your eye socket.
Yes.
And it would hurt, but you wouldn't take it off. Shit.
Putos y loquitas.
No, yo tenía uno de Megatron, güey.
Oh, le calmado. I had a devil one. I still remember this. Garza Peña Elementary. I had a devil freaking costume, güey. Así, así me.
Devil, güey.
¿Qué se valía, güey?
Y no te dijeron nada, güey.
No way.
No, now we don't fucking know. Get the devil. Get
a I have a picture. I have a picture on the. Y gané. I think I won. You know how they would have back then. You were
yeah,
able.
Yeah.
To
oh yeah. You would dress up and you would walk on stage.
Yeah.
And then they'd make you do something. Yeah. I remember this guy would dress up like a karate guy. He got up there and he like did like two kicks or something.
Damn it.
Yeah, and then I dressed up like Rambo. I remember one year. And I had two, you know, those little guns that go. And I got up and I started like, there was a first school shooting, man.
Ay, José, espérate, pinche Columbine, la verga. Pinche torre en recio.
Y luego, pero, ¿qué van a hacer para Halloween ustedes?
Para Halloween, güey, ¿sabes qué? Yo no voy a hacer nada, güey. We're gonna have candies here at the house.
Yeah, I mean, we usually...
For us.
We're not gonna give up candies. Do a lot. But, pues, no. Not this time.
Yo sí, yo voy a hacer un pinche party, un porazo, güey.
Ah, ¿sí? ¿Con sí, cabrito?
Con cabrito y con viejas y todo el pedo pase. Todo el pedo.
Con Chad.
Con pinche Chad. Me, Chad, and a bunch of young ladies.
Bien recio. Vas a andar bien recio, bato, entonces. Yeah, güey, so. That's what, we usually give out candies on Halloween. Aquí afuera, we get a lot of kids here.
I don't give out any candies.
Pinche toculo.
Well, Bobby always comes over here.
But I go over there to take candies.
That a Mickey Mouse?
The Mickey Mouse when we were.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and it was like real creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tú vas para allá y allá dan dulces allá en tu casa.
Allá dan dulces buenos, güey. Allá dan puro Jolly Ranchers, güey.
Oh.
Sí, güey. Puro Nutty Buddies, güey. Nutty Buddy full size, güey.
We always give big chocolate bars and.
Ah, sí.
Everything is.
This was the 10 pound, güey. The 10 pound world's biggest chocolate bar, güey.
Ahí la bachera.
Es el que dan, güey.
Check it out. This is what. What you would, we would dress up as?
Yeah. Well, no, not like that.
Well, that's the devil. That's what I wore at Garza Peña.
No,
eh?
It's these. It's literally watch like it just a mask and the sheet.
Well, this is like a plastic covering.
That's
like
a plastic like a sheet only.
Mine is a plastic.
The mask is like plastic, all like connected to the thing. It's a sheet. Look, it's like a trash bag.
Yeah.
It's like a trash bag with a fucking devil painted on it. You would get in it.
Yeah.
You could have choked. You could have like suffocated on that shit.
Wait, this is fucking scary. Wait, now you're looking at it.
Peaches 80s, wey.
Like, hay un pinche sapo en la mano, watch it. Oh shit.
So guys, it's the picture of the it's a trash bag that has the picture of a devil, cartoon devil on it with a fucking with a toad in his hand.
Yeah.
And Con would get in it.
Oh yes. It's a trash bag. When I had it on, I still remember my mom telling me to déjate las manos adentro para que se miren las manos así.
Oh, so your hands can...
Yeah.
My hands could come out. But she's like, no, saquen las manos, déjalas adentro para que se te miren.
Because the manos were already printed on the...
Because the hands were printed on there. Oh,
how costumes have changed.
Oh, yeah. And
now they're like crazy. Now they're like they sell like these crazy expensive costumes that are the actual like movie, you know, type costume. $800, $1,000. Crazy. And we're crazier and stupid for doing it for fucking buying it, and we're the ones buying them for our kids, right? Yeah. Or they want several. Oh, for school, I want to be a unicorn. For my little friend's party, I want to be a zombie, and for for the day of trick or treating, I want to be a princess. So we need to have three fucking.
You gotta get ready. Prepárate.
Ponte un pinche sheet, pon unos holes, and use it again next year. Or do what we used to do when you were even poor that you couldn't even afford the fucking plastic one. You would put baby powder on your face and your mom's lipstick on the side of your lips.
¿Y cuál era ese, güey?
And you were a fucking vampire, güey.
Yeah.
You were a fucking vampire, güey.
Oye, güey.
Baby powder.
Pero el otro clásico de homeless, de vagabundo.
Oh, as a hobo.
As a hobo.
A hobo.
That
yeah.
one was a classic too, eh? Esa era para los jodidos. Like that was
that was actually your shit you wore on Saturdays, wey.
You would get your shittiest fucking
shirts. The shirt you would wear to go play outside, wey.
La rompía.
Ripped white shirt.
La manchabas y todo.
Fucked up cap, wey, and some fucking torn pants. And some old ass fucking sneakers that you had that you still use.
Yo.
And you'd put a fucking little stick with a fucking bandana on it.
The pañuelo, and you would stuff the pañuelo, and you'd walk around and start kicking.
And you were the fucking hobo, eh? The hobo.
Pinche hobo, awesome.
Those are badass, eh? Those are cool.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Pues now, I don't know.
No, ahora ya no. Now you'll be offending someone.
You'll be offending the hobos.
Sí. You're offending the hobos.
I think even saying
hobos offensive?
Yeah, saying the word hobo, I think, is like, you know, it's not supposed, it's demeaning or, you know, supposed to say.
Yeah, mama.
Pero pues bueno.
¿Te asustaste, baby?
Yo me asusté today, güey.
Sí.
Pinche Dance of the Devil.
Con la mano pachona. Te va a agarrar la panocha.
Y la mano panocha también.
La mano panocha te va a agarrar la mano panocha.
Eso me asustó más.
Eso me asustó más, güey. Imagine with the mano's gonna come and go, fuck that.
That's fucking crazy. That's like not even right.
Is there a picture?
Puro pinche gringo working at the urban...
Urban Dictionary.
Unless they want to sponsor us, then they'll be the greatest.
That's a picture of La Mano Pachona.
It's like a gorilla's hand, but it's all
like a gorilla's hand.
Look it up, guys. La Mano Pachona.
La Mano Pachona.
We'll post a picture on Facebook. La Mano Pachona.
La Mano Pachona.
Well, Halloween's coming up, guys. Be safe. Have fun.
Be careful because things are getting bad out there again. So until next time, thank you for listening and we'll see you on Friday for Tequila Fridays. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Untecito Podcast or email us at untecitopodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.